officials are back in Washington after meeting with Mexico's president about the southern border crisis. Here's correspondent Christina Ruffini.
The Biden administration wants Mexico to do more to stop migrants before they get to the U.S. And Mexico wants the U.S. to help address root causes, including poverty and violence in Latin American nations.
If Mexico cut off cooperation tomorrow, we'd be in deep trouble in the United States.
John Sandwig is the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs.
Then we need to work together on this, and that there are investments that we're prepared to make either in Mexico and in Latin America to help solve this crisis.
The Colorado GOP has appealed the state Supreme Court's decision disqualifying Donald Trump from the primary ballot. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
After the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to disqualify Donald Trump from the primary ballot, two distinct parties materialized who would seek an appeal to the Supreme Court. First, Donald Trump, but also the citizens from Colorado who would want to vote for him. The Republican Party of Colorado is standing in for those voters.
Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert says she's getting out of the race in her current district and moving to another to replace a retiring Republican.
Colorado's 4th district is hungry for an unapologetic defender of freedom with a proven track record of standing strong for conservative principles.
Boebert barely won last year's race in Colorado's 3rd district. The Democratic candidate there has far outraised her. Israeli bombing raids have hit what the military says are Hamas targets in towns and refugee camps. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The Israeli army says its troops are launching ground and aerial strikes. The World Health Organization says there have been terrible injuries among Palestinians and dozens have been killed. An Israeli airstrike in one northern town buried at least 21 people, according to a family member.
Some say it's an intimidation tactic from China before Taiwan's presidential vote. More from the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes.
These Taiwanese fighter jets being scrambled behind me here are heading out into the Taiwan Strait to confront Chinese aircraft that are coming across the strait, probing Taiwan's airspace. This is now happening multiple times every day.
We're guessing a lot of people with high hopes were watching this last night.
Time to play America's favorite jackpot game. This is Powerball game.
And they probably went to sleep disappointed because they didn't match all the numbers for last night's Powerball jackpot. It means Saturday night drawing is worth an estimated $760 million. S&P futures up one. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl is dead after a short illness. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
He also helped grow the Kohl's grocery and department store chains. He was the former longtime owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. Kohl was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad says he plans to file a petition today with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try to keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. Other states like Michigan and Colorado have already made their decisions on whether to keep Trump on their ballots. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Port Edwards annual alumni recognition basketball games will start next week. The men's game will be on January 2nd and the women's on January 15th. Alumni basketball players who attend will be given free admission to the games, treated to on-court introductions at halftime and an after-game social. Don't know what to do with your Christmas tree? You can help Spash Trap Shooting with their fundraiser on January 6th. The trees need to be free of ornaments, no flocking or tinsel, and no plastic. The fee is $10, and you'll need to schedule your pickup by January 4th. Locations include Stevens Point, Plover, Custer, and Polonia areas. The trees will be used by the Bill Cook chapter of the Isaac Walton League for the Isherwood Trout Stream Rehabilitation Project. To schedule your pickup, call Mabel Volker at 715-572-5278. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We're here to treat you good. Got Melissa Kay with us.
Good morning.
In studio.
In studio.
And we're
whether you like it or not.
Everybody cross your fingers. We are hoping to have our good friend Paul Trombley join us right now. Paul, you there? Hello, Paul. Paul, are you there? Ground control to Major Paul.
Paul.
No, I don't know. I don't know if Paul's there. Because the phone was calling through. We just tested the phones this morning to see if they would work, and no.
Did, but
no luck.
Still
no
can't
luck.
Hear
it looks
on
like
the other
it.
End. That's yeah. the problem.
We hope to be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center shortly. You know, if not today, hopefully
okay.
tomorrow.
Paul Trombley.
We are working.
Hello, it's cloudy out. There's rain today.
Nicely done, Paul. Thank you very much for that. Thank
Glad
you
to be here with you all today. I sound nothing like Paul Trombley.
You know, it's not bad, though.
It's terrible.
My impression of Paul's worse. Yeah, I'm really bad at impressions. Really, really bad at them. We will have a forecast coming up from you, coming up a little bit later from Civic Media. We'll
yes.
have that playing for you. Looking forward to that. And we are aware of the phone situation.
We're working on it.
Our great listeners care very much about being able to interact with us. And I have been told every day from a different listener every day, hey, you know your phones aren't working. We appreciate that.
Yes.
We are working with our GM, Chuck, and Solaris are working together to try to get this fixed. And hopefully very soon, hopefully in the new year, at the very latest, we will have that working. It's important. We kind of need our phones working.
And, I mean, technically, if they're not fixed today, there's only one more day they can be fixed before the new year, James.
Well, and we've got two, Over the Back Fence on Saturday, which is a phone call-in show.
Phone call-in show. You're going to be here singing tunes by yourself, dude.
Yeah. We're gonna be, and you do not want that, everybody. So let's hopefully get that working. We have a lot of things lined up today that we're hoping to be able to do. We weren't able to be joined by Quality Post Printing yesterday. I don't know if that's going to be able to happen with the phones not working, but we're hopeful. We have in the 9 o'clock hour, Madison Rafter, from our friend with our pet of the week from the Southwick County Humane Society, will be joining us. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And this hour alone, Melissa, we've got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club,
mm-hmm.
Google's Year in Search of 2023. We're going to dive into that.
All right.
We also got to get into, where is it here? The hottest travel destinations for 2024.
Hey, now we know where to go.
Got a surprise on that one. Got a big surprise on that list. And before we wrap, in the 9 o'clock hour, there's two big ones I want to get into with you, Melissa. First, we've got a great local good story of the day, Wisconsin-wise, going on.
Excellent.
And weird traditions from around the world as New Year's. Weird New Year's traditions.
Oh.
We're going to have some fun with that one.
Not making resolutions. Okay.
All of that coming up for you. We want to start our show, though, with, of course, with the loss of a legend in this state. Herbert H. Cole passed away yesterday. Herb was born on February 7th in 1935, was an American businessman, philanthropist, and Democratic politician from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Cole was born and raised in Milwaukee, the son of Mary Niehiken and Max Cole. His father was a Polish-Jewish immigrant, and his mother was a Russian-Jewish immigrant, attended Washington High School. Mr. Cole served for 24 years as United States Senator from Wisconsin from 1969 to 2013, and earlier served as chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Alongside with his brother and father, he was the founder of Kohl's Department Store Chains, of which he went on to become president and chief executive officer.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
He purchased the Milwaukee Bucks professional basketball team in 1985 to prevent the team from relocating out of Milwaukee. Story that is I think we've kind of lost over the years.
Yeah,
he is also
huge.
He's also the namesake of the Kohl Center Arena on the University of Wisconsin Madison campus. I would like to think that when Wisconsinites are talking about people that they are proud of from this state, people that they are, that they love to champion. You guys have heard me on the radio a billion times talk about locals and how much of a homer I am about people from my neck of the woods and everything. I imagine that Wisconsinites are very similar. The ones that I know, the friends that I have sure are. I would think Herb Kohl is one of the biggest names you bring up when you're talking about proud Wisconsinites, people you're proud of from this state. Not only Mr. Kohl, but his whole family, really. When you think of the what his family accomplished and did in this country as immigrants, and then what you think about what that man accomplished. If I gave you just one of those things on Herb Kohl's list, the Kohl Center, or I mean the Kohl Department Store, or buying the Milwaukee Bucks, him being a senator, any just one of those things, and I would stand on that statement, let alone you combine all of that into one amazing life.
You know, and this is sad because I didn't know the history of, and I have not paid any attention to his involvement in politics because it kind of predates my involvement in politics.
Sure. Right on, right on.
I mean, I knew the name, but it honestly does make me feel a whole lot better about shopping at Kohl's. You know, if I've got to pick between Kohl's or Target, it's going to be Kohl's every time then.
And I'm with, those are my two stores too. I've gone to Kohl's almost as long as we've lived out here. My mom loves that place. And I think that there's a lot to be said with like the, how they have survived and stayed around too. A lot of department stores are just not making it nowadays.
Right.
Kohl's just continues to survive. I don't know always how they do it because the prices sometimes of their clothes. I'm like, man, is that really what you charge me for this?
How can I be paying $11.99 for leggings right now? Yeah. Seriously. And you can't see through them when you bend over. That is an important
is
detail.
That really?
Oh
is
my
it?
Goodness! Oh yeah, so important.
How is that not that should be a given? That should be.
Well, it's not.
Dang!
Walk through Walmart sometime.
Apparently, yeah. he's and keep in mind too. I'm talking about all this. His politics and what he voted for and things he built, the bills that he pushed forward or anything like that, I'm not talking about any of that. That's all a whole other subject and a whole other conversation, which I wouldn't mind getting into or anything. Mm-hmm. But just in the frame of this segment and this conversation, looking
the
at the accomplishments.
The good things that he has done for this state as a whole are very, very noteworthy.
Yeah, and his a legacy that's going to continue. Mm-hmm. We have the Milwaukee Bucks still in this state because of him. We have a championship because of him. And in my opinion, the most exciting player in basketball the last 5-6 years has been playing here, let alone all the other great moments that arena has brought to this area. There's a lot of things that you can talk about, Mr. Kohl. Yeah. Encourage you to read up on him too if you don't know.
Yeah, I definitely will be because I'm interested now and I'm, you know, I mean, he lived to 88. That's a good long life.
Yeah, yeah. You know me, Melissa, I like to, if we're going to start our show with something like that, you know, I want to wrap up with some funny. I want to try to make you smile a little bit. That's what we do around here, serious comedy. We try to be a positive start to your day.
Make you laugh with a straight face.
Grandparents messed up and bought the family 70 years worth of Disney Plus instead of a trip to the theme park.
Oh no, I saw this headline, but I didn't read the story. Oh. This is so sad.
And as I was mentioning before, as a homer, being a proud Chicagoan and all those things, I was a little hesitant to do this story. And we don't usually do that ain't right stories this early. But
okay. You were hesitant because?
Because it's about a family from Illinois.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. An Illinois family mistakenly bought $10,000 worth of Disney Plus gift cards, thinking they were the theme park.
Oh no!
In a series of TikTok videos, Andy Colston explained her family's vacation mix-up and asked for advice. I love the
70
idea.
70 years. Disney Plus.
I'm not even sure. I mean, Disney will be around. I'm not sure if Disney Plus, when it'll be then.
Well, but unfortunately, that number is probably going to tick down as time goes on because the price is going to go up.
Right, right. I love the idea, too. And I can feel a little of this as a grandparent, but as a parent, knocking on wood about the grandparent part. You do something for your kid or something like that, and it feels so good. And
then
whether you're walking out of the store or you're closing your laptop, you're like, yeah, I feel good about that. Like you almost made it yourself or something. And then something like this happens.
Epic fail.
I ordered this gift for my daughter for Christmas, and I was so excited, and it was handmade and all this thing, and then I get to the ordering, I push it through January 2nd. Like, oh, dang it! It was one of those things where I didn't see that ahead of time. I was so excited to order it.
You were supposed to put your orders in before Mary's water broke.
Right. Yes. I got to remember that next year.
That meme made me laugh quite a bit this year.
It's pretty good.
Probably more than it should have.
My favorite parts of this story, though, is thankfully Disney has reached out and helped resolve the problem.
Oh, good.
Costin told Business Insider.
That's good. They should have. And I'm glad they did, because if they didn't, that would be horrible PR for them.
Yeah, yeah.
$10,000. That's a lot of money.
The video has assumed 3.1 million views, and it's just even knowing the story, it's still worth watching. It's still pretty darn good. That's over 70 years of Disney Plus, she said, an overlaying video caption. A premium ad-free Disney Plus subscription costs $139 a year. That is insane. But the Costin's initial video blew up, all the comments, and somebody from Disney happened to see it and pass it along the chain. And that's how that got taken care of. But that's
good.
I mean, I take shots at Disney all the time. I will be the first to say that is a wonderful move by them. And as you touched on, Melissa, you can't put a price tag on that PR.
No. No, and I wonder, though I have follow-up questions, as always, James, did they try to contact Disney themselves and resolve it and get turned down? Sorry, your purchase has been made. And, you know, I'm speculating here, obviously. Yeah. But did it only get changed because it got passed up the chain through social media, or did they try to resolve it themselves?
My brain says that yes. That's the only reason it did. It did get resolved.
Well, and that is one of the great things about, one of the benefits amidst the very much negatives of social media.
Yeah.
It is a way for us to put pressure on those giant corporations and companies with, you know, besides just our dollar, of physically going and saying, well, if Disney doesn't do something about this, this is awful. And millions of people joining in and going, yeah, not okay.
I didn't plan on this, but you bring up a point that actually I think hits close to home for us, because I had Lance Plimmel, Wood County Board Chairman, on yesterday with Midday Magazine, and Lance and I were talking about, of course, the mill here in town.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to bring it up. It's something our audience wants to hear and wants to know.
Yeah.
And even though I know, whether it's talking to him or Mayor Blazer, there probably hasn't been any change or anything like that, but we got to talk about it.
It's important to keep the conversation going.
One of the things I asked Lance that I've been really curious about, and I would really like to get public opinion on, is if we should be doing something like that with this mill's the company of this mill, and putting them under public pressure more. I don't know if it'd do any good. I don't know if it'd change anything. I don't know if they'd care. Their company, not an American company.
Right.
You might not even hear any of the noise going on or anything. But isn't it worth a shot? Isn't it worth trying? I believe that it's really, really important in life to not burn bridges, even when it's an enemy. Like, you just never know. That enemy may end up being an ally. You just don't know how things go. But in certain situations, I mean, it's already scorched earth. Mm-hmm. Our relationship with this company, it's going to be worse. They already don't give a dang about us. They've proven that. They've proven they don't care about this community.
Right.
They've proven all they wanted to do was suck the energy, the money, and the people out of it. And now they're done. Now they're done with that.
Right.
So what harm?
Because there's no money in it for them.
Right.
But this isn't the only mill they've bought.
Right.
So I wonder if joining up with the other mills they've bought, having conversations between communities, and
it's been years. It's been years. We've been sitting here, we've lost people in this community to move away from it. We've got people who are unemployed because of it, and it just continues to be a problem every single day as we go forward here.
James,
and they don't feel any pressure.
Buildings and equipment don't get younger.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they don't have any need to, they don't have any push to do this. They have no incentive to do.
Well,
they're just sitting waiting for the biggest buyer.
Them at all.
They will sell it once they get the money, the price tag they want for it, which they are never going to get, more than likely.
Well, because it's not getting any, less old.
How many times in your life have you wanted to buy a vehicle that you didn't try first?
That wasn't drive.
So why? What interest do you have in buying something if it's not being operated?
Mm-hmm.
It's not being used.
You gotta keep it operation.
Nicely done. This family, good on them for doing that. But I love the idea of them going immediately. If this didn't work out, if Disney didn't reach out to them, immediately going to eBay. Or you know what, you know, in this family, for the next 10 years, all you're getting for Christmas, if you're a family member, is Disney Plus gift cards.
All they would have had to do is put up some videos of their little grandkids getting told that instead of going to the theme park, they're going to get to give their grandchildren Disney Plus subscriptions.
Which they already had. Ooh, that's our... Yeah, I don't want to be in that room. Mm-mm. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Just throw our phones around.
Just can't help it. It's an exciting segment. It's birthday time. Oh, it's so exciting. It's time to celebrate and do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu.
Just don't crack your phone screen.
Yep, try not to do that. I hope I didn't do that. Trying to be in camaraderie with you. We encourage you to treat yourself. When Misty's Menu opened their doors back again in the new year, get on over there and treat yourself. Enjoy some great Misty's. For those that don't know, Misty's will be closed until January 2nd. Keep that in mind.
Correct.
When they open their doors again on January 2nd, though, they'll be back open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Be sure to drive by and take a look at the building, too. It's nice to say hi to that building.
Yeah.
Go for it. 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Big shout out to our friends over at Misty's Menu.
And Misty and Brian posted a wonderful thank you to everybody on their Facebook page who has been stopping by to you know, congratulate them on their retirement and has sent cards and all of that. They're you know, just such a staple in the community and wonderful establishment. But they're passing it on to sounds like another great couple.
Yeah. They're going to do a great job with it and keeping everything intact. Mm-hmm. The menu, the people, everything staying the same. Sounds like they're going to add a little couple things to the menu,
you
would expect.
Yeah, to make it their own a little bit.
They've got some great history in this area, too, with restauranting and everything. So it's going to be a nice mix. It's going to be a good fit. We look forward to working with them more and continuing that relationship. Mm-hmm. Misty's, I believe, as long as there's been a Misty's, they've been here at WFHR. Yeah. So,
and congratulations to Misty and Brian on their retirement.
Very well earned. Mm-hmm. Very well earned. Enjoy. And we'll still see them around. They'll still be bopping around. A big thank you to them. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3 from you.
Ooh, let's go with 1.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Ron Hett.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We also wish a happy birthday to Donald Folkowski.
Happy birthday, Donald.
Donald, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one, Don. And we wish a very, very happy 39th anniversary to our qualifiers, Reverend Carlton and Anna Anderson.
Reverend Carlton and Anna, happy anniversary.
We wish you the best of days and joy. Hope it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Friday Eve. I say celebrate right through the weekend. Celebrate right through the weekend. I suppose
this is this week doesn't exist anyway, so you can celebrate next week too. Why not?
I don't want to be insensitive. I don't know. Maybe you can't celebrate Sunday. Maybe Sunday's Reverend might be busy on Sunday.
Well, that is his work day.
It's not my wheelhouse, but I'm guessing. Reverend Carlton, Anna, we wish you the best of anniversaries. Happy 39th, and thank you so much for celebrating it with us and sharing it with us. We really appreciate that. Everybody's sending us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you.
And get over to Misty's next week.
Yeah.
After Tuesday. Tuesday.
Celebrate with our friends at Misty's. Encourage you to get these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep on doing that, everybody. Keep getting these
you
to us.
You can't call right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can email or text or message.
Mm-hmm. We encourage you to do so. Please continue to get those to us. We appreciate you. Let's take a look at our celebrity list here. Got some interesting names. Nash Greer, 25, movie actor and YouTube star. Don't know him by well, but John Legend is 44 today.
John Legend.
Great singer and songwriter. Mm-hmm. One of the better singer-songwriters we've had in the last 20 years, I would say. When John Legend first came out, I saw that name, and I'm like, John Legend, boy, that's a... Then I heard him sing. okay. All right, yeah. That'll fit. That's okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
He was in Beauty and the Beast.
He did a good... he was one of the voices in there. Yeah, he's been doing a little more acting lately. Mm-hmm. Sienna Miller is 41, speaking of actors. Great actor. Sienna Miller, very good actor. David Archuleta is 32, pop singer and star. Let's see. Seth Meyers is 49, TV host, former lead writer at 30 Rock for Saturday Night Live. I like Seth Meyers. I couldn't, being honest, I haven't seen much of his talk show.
Yeah.
He
hosts the late night.
Yeah. That's,
I've seen him there a few times.
Former slot that Conan O'Brien used to be in, has done very well ratings-wise. Actually, there's been a handful of times where he's had better ratings than Jimmy Fallon on Tonight Show. He's done a really good job with that show. Joe Mangiello is 46. Fantastic actor. Great actor. He's good. One of those guys, I think if you see his face, you know him.
What movies has he been in? Magic Mike.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one he's been in.
Well, if you watch the Magic Mike shows, movies. He was in Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
And
True Blood. True Blood.
TV series. That's where he got his big break. Yeah, True Blood. Yeah, he's good. He's a good actor.
I watched the first few seasons of that. Yeah. The witch one really creeped me out. I couldn't go on after that.
I lost track of it. It was one of those shows I didn't have cable at the time, so I couldn't keep up with it. I watched the first season and it was all right. I like what's her name, the lead actress on it. It
is Anna Paquin.
Yes, like Anna Paquin a lot. Mm-hmm. Real big fan of hers. So I started watching it because of that, and it was okay.
It was good. Somebody was loaning me the DVDs, but after the series, it was like 3 or 4, I think, and I was like, yep, out.
Radio host, talk show host, best friend of Oprah, Gail King, is 68. Happy birthday to Gail. Want to wish a very happy birthday to top three biggest influences in my whole life. Mr. Denzel Washington is 68 today.
Wow, 68.
Think you could make the argument Denzel is the greatest actor of his generation? I think you'd be pretty hard-pressed to fight that one.
Actually, he's 69.
It says he's 69. Okay. I'll go with that.
Well, he was born in 1954.
He is 69. I don't know why it says 68 here. He is 69. Darn it. 2 Oscars, 3 Golden Globes, a Tony, the prestigious Presidential Medal of Freedom. Just a million great lines and quotable things in movies. He's also a quote machine. You do what you got to do so you can do what you want to do.
Very, very poignant.
They were asking him once about doing roles that you may not want to do, but you do them and you get that paycheck so that you have
can do
that.
The things you want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And my favorite of his, you never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. Can't take it with you.
Can't take it with you.
Such a good line. His smile, no matter what mood I'm in, his smile, I smile. Yeah. Like, he's just got one of those smiles.
And, you know, I'd watch any movie that he's in.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Mostly because I don't think he's ever been in a horror movie.
It's nice. He he was robbed from Malcolm X. He should have won the Best Oscar for his performance of Malcolm
X. In 92.
It's top five greatest performances I've ever seen in my life of anything. It's
but what
incredible.
Else was up that year for...
A bunch of junk.
Yeah.
But he should have won. Mm-hmm. One of the greats, Denzel. Happy 69th birthday to Denzel. Happy 88th birthday to another legend, the Dame Maggie Smith.
Yeah. Oh, I love her so much.
Huge fan of Miss Smith. Huge fan. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think, will know her from the Harry Potter movies, certainly.
Yeah.
I think she was on Downton Abbey as well.
Downton Abbey, yeah.
Downton Abbey, yeah, thank you. Downton Abbey is the urban version of that show. I like that. I'll do that. I want to do that show. Yeah.
I'd really like to see some of her earlier stuff because I've never, you know, I only started watching her with Harry Potter. Well, she was in Hook.
Yeah, she was great in that. She was a little younger in that. Mm-hmm. But boy, if you get a chance to see young Maggie Smith, whoo, beautiful, beautiful woman. And just her, it's interesting when you watch actors like Helen Mirren and some of these actors that we get to know later in life, you see them young and you're like, oh, they were always talented. Like sometimes actors grow and just get better with age or whatever. Then there's actors where, okay, they were always good. They just needed a break.
Oh, she was in Sister Acts too.
What? Oh, that's Sister right. Act. She was. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Or at least the second one. I don't know about the first year.
Yeah. And with people no longer with us, former U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, born on this day in 1856, passed away in 1924. Hmm. 20th President of the United States, Governor of New Jersey, and President of Princeton University before he was elected to the presidency. He worked as an attorney in Atlanta, Georgia. And his reelection campaign was founded on the fact that he had kept the United States out of World War I. He was best known for coming up with the League of Nations, despite the fact that his country refused to be a part of it.
Hmm.
Interesting man. Interesting man. Like, any president, really.
Right.
I think has quite an interesting history to them. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries, but we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ron and Donald.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Ron and Donald.
And a happy 39th anniversary to Reverend Carlton and Anna Anderson, our qualifiers.
Congratulations, you two. Enjoy your anniversary.
Enjoy your day, everybody. We hope it's a good one. And everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, enjoy, have fun. And when Misty's Menu open their doors again back on January 2nd, go treat yourself and head on over to Misty's.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to our state and local news right now. We'll be back with more fun. We've got the Google's Year in Search coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is out of a job after appearing in pornographic videos online. Gao was planning to step down this spring, but the Board of Regents placed him on administrative leave after a three-hour meeting last night. Young people of color are still going to jail or prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say the root causes of youth crime are often systemic.
Sometimes they cause violence and cause damage to their communities that none of us should be tolerating or living with. But I think that we really need to ask, what is it that's driving their offending? And what is it that's going to help cure those problems?
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Auditions are next week for the winter production at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams is a cast of two men and two women. Amanda Wingfield is a faded remnant of Southern gentility living in a dingy apartment with her son Tom, who supports the family, and her daughter Laura, who is terribly shy and walks with a slight limp. Amanda has been abandoned by the father of her children and works to create the illusion of stability in the home, leaning heavily on her son Tom, while alternately chastising and coddling her daughter Laura. She convinces Tom to bring home a gentleman caller for Laura in hopes of a future for her daughter and release for her tortured son. Auditions will take place on January 2nd and 3rd at 6:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Performance dates will be March 1st through the 9th. The show will be directed by Seth Habhager. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Happy holidays. from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Interesting Babyface playing us in today. When we were talking about John Legend before, I thought of Babyface.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a little similarities there for me. So interesting.
Just easing us into the
yeah,
segment.
Smoothing us in as we get ready to talk about some big stuff here. And we're talking big new or big from Google, Google's year in search of 2023. Google's annual Year in Search is out. The top searches this year include War in the Middle East, Kevin James, and the Roman Empire.
Really?
There used to be an old bit on Johnny Carson where he'd have a gypsy hat on, and he had an envelope, and he'd put it to his head, and he'd say some phrase, and then he'd say three names, and those were the punchlines. Mm-hmm. It was one of the funniest bits I've ever seen, I thought. I thought it was a very funny creative bit. That's what I feel like I just did there. I just gave you three things that really do not seem to like go together, but mm-hmm. okay. Here's a rundown of the top searches in the U.S. The top news topics we Googled were the war in Israel and Gaza, the Titanic submarine, Hurricane Hillary, Hurricane Idalia, and Hurricane Lee.
Hmm.
The next five were the Maine shooting, the Nashville shooting, the Maui fire, the Idaho murder trial, and the Canada wildfires. That Titanic submarine, I'd almost forgotten about that.
That imploded.
Yeah, that had that had all of our attention for.
Well, yeah, because they went missing for so many days before they figured out what happened.
And the Canadian fires, like that doesn't feel like it was that long ago at all. But it is not, but in some ways, it feels like it was.
Well, yeah, with the smoke cover and whatnot, because those happen every year.
Mm-hmm.
But that they were definitely we felt the effects of them this year far more than we usually do.
Let's hope one day we have one of these conversations and we don't have a shooting that comes up, let alone multiple ones.
Yeah.
The top memes we searched for were Kevin James. That's where Kevin James shows up because he's been memed a couple of times. Yeah. Ohio, police girl, folding chair, Smurf cat. What's Smurf cat? I don't know what Smurf cat is.
I have not seen that one.
One, two.
Or is that the one with the little ears?
Maybe I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Let's see. So there was a Smurf cat, submarine, Selena Gomez, and 1-2 buckle my shoe. What? Interesting. My computer's not working. I hope yours is.
Yeah, it says Smurf cat meme TikTok compilation. It's an actual Smurf cat. From the movie, I'm guessing.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, it is a
creature that looks like a mix of a Smurf, a cat, and a mushroom.
Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah. That is definitely if a cat was a Smurf. But I thought cats ate Smurfs.
I thought
the gargamoyle or whatever. There's a gargamoyle. Yeah, they ate the Smurfs.
Ate the Smurfs. Yeah. Chased them around.
Seems a little counterintuitive. That's okay. what about the 1-2 buck of my shoe? How did that become big? That was a meme?
Well, it was a nursery rhyme at one point.
Right,
in time.
Yeah. The video, a viral video on TikTok, and its members course. Dubbed it 1-2 Buckle My Shoe. Shoe roasts seem to have a unique hold on internet meme culture, so it's basically roasting people for their shoes.
Pilgrim inspired Nike kicks and a parody of 1-2 Buckle My Shoe. Because it looks like a buckle on.
Yeah, Those are some ugly shoes. I'm sorry.
They don't even look like a real shoe.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a play on it. I think that they added that. That's
Pilgrim good inspired Nike kicks.
I feel so old. I feel so old right now.
Why would you want that on your shoe?
Let's go ahead and test the phones because we were not able to be joined by our friends from Quality Post Printing yesterday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Let's give it a shot here, everybody. Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Phil, can you hear us? I
he
was afraid of that.
He can't hear us, but we can hear him. Hello, Phil?
Yeah, we can hear Phil, but he can't hear us. I'm going to keep trying some things here to see if we can get that to work. I'm not sure why it isn't.
Can you hear us? Are you there? Phil?
I'm going to keep trying.
Hello? We hear you, Phil. We should just tell him to talk.
He hung up. he was talking a little bit
there. Well, he said hello.
So, okay. Let's see here. You know what, Phil? If you can hear me, I would appreciate if you could try again, brother. Go ahead and give us a call again, and let's see if we can get this to work.
Because we could hear you.
Yep, and I tried a couple little things that I've been trying a couple of things to get this to work. So, he's messaging me, so I'll go ahead and message him back. But looking at this list, Melissa, of memes, were there any memes you remember?
You know, there were a couple of them that I remember, but I don't remember what you said now, so I don't remember what they were, but. I do like the meme. The one that stuck out for me leading up to Christmas was the "Why do men wait until Mary's water broke for them to go Christmas shopping? Right. You're not supposed to wait till then." But you know that is kind of a funny trope that people get picked on for waiting till the last minute to go shopping.
Yeah,
but it happens. Lives are busy.
Phil, are you there? No, it's still not.
Hello.
Oh, I am so sorry, Phil.
We can't hear him.
I really thought that might work. I tried one other thing, and I really thought that would work, but no luck. No luck whatsoever, of course.
Darn it. Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday on a Thursday.
Really wanted that. Really wanted that Wicked Awesome Word. And we appreciate Phil trying again. That was nice of him to call back up. Still just blank air, he says. So we'll keep working on that. As we reach out to Solaris, we could really use you guys to get on this if you can.
Please help.
I don't like throwing people under the bus. I'm not trying to do that or anything. But we all are adults. We have a job to do, and we got to do that job. Mm-hmm. And so we could really use you guys to do your job so we can do ours.
Yeah.
It's been a problem long enough.
Mm-hmm.
The top trends we're searching for were the Roman Empire, the moon phase, and AI yearbook trend. Instagram notes number trend. I don't know what that was.
Instagram notes number.
Not sure if that was. And fruit roll-ups.
I don't have Instagram. Fruit roll-ups? Really?
Fruit roll-ups were trending. That's awesome. Huh. I love that.
I like fruit roll-ups. I haven't had them in a long time.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I like about this list already is the combination of some older things being incorporated with some of this newer stuff. Yeah, he can't hear us. I thought I'd give this one more try as he called up, but no, didn't work.
Phil.
All right. Well, continuing to move, but we will talk about Quality Plus in the end of the segment here. The top how often searches, like how often do you think about the Roman Empire? Or how often is the World Baseball Classic? How often is the Blue Moon? How often is the World Cup? And how often do trains derail?
Well, there's been quite a bit of that in the last year with some pretty big fallout. with trains derailing. But going back to moons, aren't we in a full moon right now?
Yes,
it looked really big last night.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a gorgeous moon.
Number 10 on this list is, how often is Punxsutawney Phil correct? I like that.
Groundhog.
And I actually have that for you.
Oh.
According to Storm Facts Almanac, that works out to a 39% accuracy rate for Phil.
Oh.
In the near term, the groundhog's accuracy rate is slightly better. According to the National Oceanic and Astronomic Administration, Phil has been right about 40% of the time on average over the past decade.
Hmm.
Not bad average. Not bad.
He's getting better.
Yeah.
Better every year.
The top recipes we searched were Grimace Shake, Lasagna Soup.
Actually, it's really good.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Chicken cobbler, black cake, and a puppetini. Pumptini.
Hmm.
Not sure. Pumptini.
Okay. Well, you can look that up. I found what the fruit roll-up thing was.
Oh.
It's you put ice cream in the middle of them, and then the fruit roll-up gets hard and crunchy.
All right. I'm trying that.
Right?
I'm trying that. That sounds all right to me.
It's a way to get more fruit in your diet, James.
Yes, this is the only way. I'll try that, yeah. Pumptini, they say you need to get more Cosmopolitan's Pumptini. So it's a drink.
So it's a drink. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Black cake is just chocolate, right?
I believe so. I did want to look that up. I'm curious about that.
Jamaican black cake. Oh, Caribbean black cake. Rum cake. Ha ha ha.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I've had rum cake.
It's rich and moist. It's also known as rum cake, Christmas cake, wedding cake. Depends on when it's served.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff, though. I know. I didn't know it was called that. I've had it, but I didn't know it was called that.
Yeah. It almost looks like a cake brownie.
Mm-hmm.
But since there's rum in it, I'll let it slide.
Yeah, nice. this is always, an interesting thing. You get to the end of the year, you're looking at your own life, you're looking at the world and the different things and issues and stuff that came up. And I think it's a fun part of life. It's also something that I find brings us closer together because so many people are doing it right now and kind of brings us all like, well, we made it through that one. and collective sigh, that kind of thing.
Well, and there was a lot that happened in this last year, with all of the natural disasters, the fires and the hurricanes and the train derailments, which is not a natural disaster, but caused a disaster in several areas of our country.
I believe it was, maybe it was Canada. I believe it was Canada was doing their year-end in review. And the biggest story, one of the biggest, the Canadian wildfires, certainly. Mm-hmm. But the next biggest story was a shooting that they had there.
Mm.
And it doesn't even touch our top 50 here. We've normalized it so much.
It happens so often.
The way history looks back at us, this falls on all of us, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That we continue to let happen.
That makes us the butt of jokes in other parts of the world.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Yeah. And it should be on everybody that they want that to change. They want better. They want better for our nation, for our country, for our children.
Mm-hmm. We've had an 8% increase from 2020.
It's insane. Those numbers should be going down after the first one. We all thought Columbine was going to be the last one, or at least the big one. Okay, things are going to change after this.
Hmm.
And we continue to let this continue to happen. And you can point the blame at a lot of people, and there's a lot of, this is a many layered conversation that not one thing is going to fix. But there is one thing that is darn sure about this. We hire politicians to do a job for us. And they are not doing it.
Right.
And they need to be replaced if they are not going to do this job, if they are not going to fix this. I'm done with who is in their pocket. I'm done with the whole, well, when a shooting happens, it's not the right time to talk about it. Oh, when there's nothing happening right now, there hasn't been a shooting in a couple of days, so it's not the right time to talk about it. Like, they for them, it's
kicking
just,
the can down the road constantly.
Well,
but that 8% sounds small, James. That's 40,167 people who have died from gun violence this year.
Yeah, yeah.
As of December 7th. And so sadly, that number is going to go up before the end of the year.
Go ahead. I know the emails are coming. James.Maliff@civicmedia.us. I do not want to ban guns. I do not want to take guns away from people. I am not a child. I am not an idiot. I understand how the world works. Mm-hmm. I understand hunting. I understand different things. If you are a pro-gun person, you should want this just as badly as we do.
Right.
This is no different than when I talked to Sheriff Becker about bad cops. You know who hates bad cops more than anybody?
Good cops.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get on the right side of history on this one, everybody. I would like to send a big shout out and a big thank you and apology to our good friend Phil Hartley at Quality Plus Printing. Phil has tried 2 days to get in touch with us. He's gone back
multiple times.
With me.
Thank you, Paul. Phil,
we appreciate Phil for that.
Paul Trombley, we want to shout out
Paul Trombley too. Again, I don't like throwing anybody under the bus here or anything like that, but I'm also a little bit tired of our audience thinking it's our team or our engineers. Mm. Our engineers work their tails off. We've got a very big company and a handful of engineers that are working their tails off at this and everything. So I'm not trying to put anybody under the bus, but I'm not going to let our engineers be thrown under the bus for that. That's not on our end. We're doing everything we can, and we hope to have the phone lines up and running very, very soon. You don't need the phones to get on over to Quality Plus. Head on over there right now. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Go ahead and see what printing needs they can take care of for you. Be sure to follow along on their Facebook page. It's a great follow. And every once in a while, you get a picture of that cute baby.
Yes, and drive by because they always have something funny on their sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Make you giggle.
Getting your print, taking care of your printing needs, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Support, buy local, support local. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. And I believe, hopefully we have the phones working by next Wednesday, and Phil will be able to join us next Wednesday with our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome back, everyone.
It's really hard to not bob your head to that song.
I love it, NXS. Just love it. Melissa and James here with you, 8:52 on the clock. We hope you're having a great Friday Eve out there. Happy Friday, everybody.
Can you believe it's Thursday already?
No, I need to keep looking at the calendar to remind myself that it is.
You said Friday Eve, and I immediately went, wait, James, it's not Friday. Let's listen to the rest of what you said.
If you've ever dreamed of traveling, you know, this might be a list for you. We've got the hottest travel destinations of 2024, and the top two on the list are a little interesting to me. Cleveland or Saudi Arabia?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. You might want to start planning now if you want to go to either of those places, because these could be two of the hottest travel destinations next year.
Interesting.
Travel and Leisure has released a feature called Where to Go in 2024, and it doesn't just include the same old places like New York, Disney World, or trendy places like Iceland, which has become a very trendy place to go to, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, the off-the-beaten-path destinations that thoughtful, curious travelers should consider in 2024.
Interesting. There are, you know, I mean, there's so many hidden gems in places you wouldn't expect, apparently, also like in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, you're right, right.
And the Middle East is fascinating. Mm-hmm. It is a fascinating place. Just go with a group.
Yeah. Yes. You certainly want to do your homework before you do that, mm-hmm. but I could not agree with you more, Melissa. This is some of the most beautiful culture, some of the oldest culture in our history, yeah. in the world.
You know, we worry about crime, we worry about danger. That's everywhere. You do have to be smart. You need to be well informed. You need to make good choices. And follow travel recommendations from reliable sources.
If I got friends coming to central Wisconsin, I tell them things I want about. I mean, it's not as bad as certain areas or anything like that, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think everywhere has something to at least warn people about or tell people about it.
Lock your cars. Recent rash, which is hard to say for some reason, of thefts we had around here. You know, they weren't maybe weren't locals,
mm-hmm.
But that there's always a reason to watch out, protect yourself.
I remember watching the news with my papa, and there would be in Hawaii, there would be a hurricane or something like that. And over here in the States, there would be a tornado or mm-hmm. something. And he would talk about there's nowhere you can go where Mother Nature doesn't, you know, have something. Mm-hmm. It's a little crime or any of these things. It can be similar. There's no perfect place.
There's bad people everywhere, but the majority of people, I think, are good. I choose to believe that, whether it's true or not.
I'm with you on this. No, I'm with you on this. I almost have to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
It
makes the world a better place.
Right. And I got to shout out Cleveland. I loved Cleveland. I've only been there. I stayed a couple months there with my aunt and uncle, and I loved it. I liked Cleveland. But I'm a Midwesterner.
I don't know that I've ever been there.
It's fun. A good city. It's a very Midwest city to me. Very, you know, it's hustle and bustle, but people are still holding the door open for you, that kind of thing.
We might have been near there when we went for a comedy show in Ohio, but I don't know exactly where it was. We might have driven through it.
Let's take a look at this list of thoughtful, curious travelers should consider in 2024. Shinta Mani Mustang, Nepal, or Warsaw, Poland, for culture immersion.
Ooh. Poland would be a really neat place to visit, I think. But again, I'm kind of up for anywhere.
Yeah, me too. I certainly have to. when it comes
not
to
the
Poland,
North or
those,
South Pole.
Yeah, no.
Need those extremes.
As a Jew, going to Poland is bittersweet. I would like to, and at the same time, there are Warsaw. There are aspects of Europe in general that would be pretty difficult. But at the same time, I feel a calling or a need to go to some of those places.
Well, for the people who survived.
Right.
And thrived afterwards. I think it's worth seeing.
Seven of my relatives escaped out of those camps.
Wow.
I feel like it's very full circle and pretty darn cool for me with a Chiz blood, with Stern blood in my blood, to be able to go back there as a free man.
Mm-hmm.
Bangkok, Istanbul, or Cleveland. It's just an interesting list. Interesting. nothing against Cleveland. Just I don't think that was where I thought that was going to go. Those are for big city thrills. You want big city thrills. Now,
thrills. Istanbul, Constantinople.
Oh, now it's going to be in my head.
Constantinople, you're welcome.
I've heard a lot of good things about Bangkok, too. But Istanbul is one of those places I would like to go just so I could sing the song. No, that'd be an interesting one. What they're throwing at in here, I like. They're not giving you the typicals. They're giving you, you know, some interesting stuff.
A little off the beaten track of, but if big cities, those are all obviously big cities, but funny that they chose Cleveland, not New York.
Right,
which
right.
is your typical go-to big city in the States.
If nature lovers, Big Sky, Montana, or Maribe, Bostonia. Those are good places. So Dominica, not in the Caribbean, not to be confused with the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And for adventurous travelers, they throw out there Saudi Arabia or Northern Pakistan. I think one that I don't normally see on the list, but I would think should be maybe because it just is so people travel to it so often. I was thinking India. You know, India seems like one of those countries. I don't know as much as I would like to know about it, and it seems like it'd be a pretty fascinating place to go.
I know a couple people who have traveled there, and they say that it's amazing. Mm. It is such an awesome experience. And it's different, like, because it's a huge, huge country. And the differences in culture across the country is amazing. Yeah. And in food and the history there is just, it's fascinating. But there's a lot of poverty. A lot of poverty.
Classism in India has been a problem almost since its existence.
The caste system shouldn't be in place anymore, but here we are.
Metis Crossing in Alberta, Canada. I read a little bit about this just because it caught my eye, the beauty of it and everything. Yeah. It is a place to go. Like, you can see reindeer over there and that kind of thing just bopping around. It seems beautiful. This is not the place where you look at old things behind glass, said Juanita Moreau, CEO of Metis Crossing, one of Canada's most compelling Indigenous tourism projects.
Oh, wow.
I encourage people to read about that. It's a beautiful place. And not that far.
Yeah. Well, and the history that we have in North America, as you know, the continent of North America, is very different from the history that you see in the United Kingdom or Europe is in general. Our history is very different.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I want to do so badly is to see some of that history. The older, the better to me. Like, that's what I want. Like, I want to do it here in the States, go out east, you know, see some of the first roads built.
A lot of ours is in the earth, you know,
the earth. Yeah, which is so cool. I don't know. I find history very interesting, but I also think it's vital to know going forward. We're just going to repeat things. We don't learn them.
Yeah, that's very true.
Coming up in the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwood County Humane Society, going to be joining us in studio. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, we'll have other great things lined up for you. It's The Morning Show featuring Mel and James right here on featuring our other